Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts, and this very special new episode, which is called Sweet But Slowly. It's a wordplay, I hope that comes across. I don't know if it's grammatically correct. You would rather say sweet but slow, but I was going for the adverb because it made more sense and rhymed with salty in a weird way. I hope you excuse the grammar. But in this episode, I want to talk about what slower living has taught me. And before we start, I want to say that I created a new cover photo for my different episodes right before Easter. I hope you've noticed it already. I think it's always cool to have like a seasonal thing going on in my cover images. I had this for my Secret Santa Christmas special, which I did in the Advent season, where I basically just had a Santa hat and some Christmas decoration in my cover photo. And this time around, I thought I was going for something more Easterly. So definitely stay tuned for next week's episode because it's going to be an Easter episode. But today I want to talk about what slower living has taught me. Just imagine a couple of years ago, or not a couple, like 6 years ago, I was really at my lowest point in life ever. And I mean ever. Basically, it felt like I had lost my mind. I had lost myself. I was so stressed and so anxious all the time. I couldn't function anymore on my own. You couldn't even talk to me properly because I was so anxious. I couldn't speak. Yeah, it was just a really, really, really bad time. So looking back, I think it was due to pressuring myself into doing too much for a really long time. I had studied two different courses at two separate universities at the same time. And this was before online lectures, so I had to be there in person every single time. I had a student job, and I had to do some other things for uni outside of classes. And I was so under pressure because I always had something to hand in. I never had a real break. I had either exams to study for or papers to hand in or projects to finish in my design degree. So there was a constant flow of stuff I had to do, plus also working at the side. And above all else, I was battling an eating disorder, which was really bad for a very long time. All in all, I had it for like 10 years. So my body was under pressure. I was in a constant state of stress. I think my cortisol levels must have been through the roof, and I was pressuring myself into being better and doing more all the time because I always had a feeling it was not enough and that I had to prove my worth through my work and through what I was doing. And looking back, I think it's no wonder that my body just shut down at some point, and that my mind did too. While going through the hard times, it was obviously not easy to rationalize everything that was going on because I was living it and I was experiencing it. So ever since, I had to slow down, and I'm really glad I did. And I must say, from the moment on I finished my latest degree, which was in 2022, and started my first full-time job, I must say that even if my job is stressful at times, it is still a lot easier for me to wind down after work because I can just leave everything that's going on at work and I don't have to take it with me. Because as a student, even though some people glamorize it, it's not all glamorous. You basically always have to do something when you study. At least that was my experience, which was, as I said, partly due to the fact that I had chosen to study two full-time courses at the same time. But I think a lot of students experience this, that you always have something to do. Even if you're on break and don't have lectures, you still have papers to write and projects to finish. So what I love about working is literally I can leave all of my worries at work and just wind down afterwards. So that was definitely one cornerstone of my experience and of slowing down. And another part was overcoming my eating disorder, which took a while, and it took a weight gain of 25 kilograms to literally understand that it's not your weight that defines you. I mean, I gained that much and I lost 20 kilos of that again, so now I have a very normal weight, I guess, and it has helped my body regulate and feel more comfortable and aligned. And I guess for me, it was a really good thing to stop studying because I tend to think a lot about different things. And as my grandma said, like doing too much with your head and thinking too much can also be very negative. And learning all the time is also not good. You have to have some level of execution, which I definitely do in my job. So another point that I just mentioned is that I had the feeling I had to constantly prove myself. I felt like it was not enough what I was doing. And I am doing the best I can to remove myself from situations and people who fostered this thinking inside of me. Because I know it's a weakness of mine that I can't really block this easily. So it's not helpful if I'm surrounded by people who criticize me all the time or, yeah, just expect more and more and more without really seeing the positives and all of the things that I do well. So I'm a lot more conscious when it comes to whom I spend time with and whom I, yeah, just don't spend my time with. So I guess slower living for me really comes down to not using my head so much, not being in my mind all the time, and being able to wind down after work. And I'm by no means a master of this at all. I still have a lot to learn. But I also want to acknowledge how far I've come and that I feel more comfortable in my life right now than I did as a student. So if you're still studying, I want to encourage you to do everything you can to create balance in your life and don't pressure yourself into thinking that your performance really determines your worth. It doesn't. But this also goes to everyone who wants to outperform others and themselves at work. It's probably at the end of the day, not worth it. Do your best, but don't burn out. Thank you so much for tuning in. This was a little bit of story time from my life, and I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. It really helps me out, and I will catch you in a week. Stay tuned. Bye.